Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Let's get to the Yankee situation yesterday. They won 4-0. But you know the situation here with the near no-hitter, if you will. This is the play in question at the time.
And a pitch. Breaking ball hit to the right side. We can do it again off of Pauly's glove. Fried was over there. He was doing his job. And it rolled up Paul's glove. And Simpson is aboard.
Now, that was ruled an error at the time, though I think Michael Kay on TV was pretty clear, thinking it probably should have been ruled a hit. But they ruled it an error. And then a few innings later, we would then find out.
Well, we've got a new development here. And what we thought was a no-hitter is now not a no-hitter.
How do you change an error call to a hit 3 innings later? I don't understand it. Goldschmidt's error is now a hit. So there's one hit. Do you think Max knows?
I don't think he knows.
And that's Max.
You know
Fried.
What? I would think that you could blame Michael Kay on this. Because didn't he say that he thought it should have been a hit at the time?
He did.
The official score is probably sitting right there.
Right, exactly. Or somebody in the scorer's life is watching a game on Yes and go, Michael Kay's killing you. You got to get this right. I blame Michael Kay. I don't blame anybody else other than Michael Kay. Because obviously those two, Susan and David, they weren't thinking that that was the case.
Well, I'd have to go back and listen to, obviously the highlight we have, they don't really reference if it was a hit or an error at the time.
Well, Michael Kay was.
But I know. He was right on it at the time. Yes. I'll have to find out what Dave and Susan thought as it happened. I'm not sure.
But I blame Michael Kay for it. But then again, they got a hit. Tampa Bay got a hit a couple innings later anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, when they changed it going into the eighth is when they actually got the base hit right after
it. So Max Fried basically said, nah, screw it now.
Well, here he was. When did you know what was going on?
After it came out. So, yeah. I had no idea. I looked up and saw 2 hits. So I just... It is what it is. I'm just happy we got the win.
And he was very good. 7 2/3 of a 2-hit ball. He gets the win. And the Yankee offense, again, you had 3 home runs hit. Grisham, Wells, and Bellinger. Bellinger drove in 2. And then you also had Aaron Judge looking like he might have hit a home run. They reviewed it. We saw replays that certainly made it look like it was a home run, but it was upheld. Here was Aaron. I don't usually play him, but here was Boone on the Judge foul ball.
Out of the audacity of the call standing is remarkable. So it's a home run. And yeah, that's it didn't go our way, though.
Todd Frazier said one thing during the broadcast that really made a lot.
He was good,
he said a lot of things during the broadcast that I liked. But this one I really liked because he said, those trees are in fair play. Where the ball hit
over
into
the
trees. Yeah. He goes, they're in fair play.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you look at it.
I don't know how they went and looked at that and then said it was, they didn't have conclusive evidence. I mean, it's right there. There's a white ball going into the trees
and
on the right side of the foul pole.
From the angle that we're watching now on CBS Sports Network, you really can't tell.
It's right here. This angle, right here. And you see the ball.
This angle,
yeah,
right
that
there.
Angle, yeah. All right, so. But where Todd and Michael are sitting, you know, obviously they know the field. Todd's been there 1,000 times.
Yep.
And if he sits there, he says, I don't understand how they could call that a foul ball when those trees past the foul pole are in fair play, obviously outside the building.
Yeah, bad call.
Well, and that one, and that's what Judge said.
Yeah, it was a fair ball, but that's why we got replay. It's not an umpire. It's tough in a situation like this where at a minor league park, you know, foul poles aren't as high, so that's why you have replay. They have every angle, and that's a fair ball.
You know, he's a pro. He's just so much of a pro, so buttoned up. I'd be like, they screwed me.
They won the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have been a little bit more adamant if they had lost the game. But, yeah, he hammered that ball.
Oh, yes.
That was insane. I mean, somebody, I forget who it was after the game, said that was the furthest ball he'd ever seen hit in his life.
I think it was high up into the trees.
It's crazy.
So,
and what a shame that it wasn't a home run. It should have been a home run.
It was not. And Aaron Boone then got ejected on the strike three call. That really wasn't strike three. Yankees 14-8 with the 4-0 win. They will be in Cleveland tonight on the Fan at 5:30 with the pregame coverage. Clark Schmidt, the start for the Bombers. As for the Mets.
2-2 pitch. Lindor runs from first and a liner towards the gap in left center. Ciani hustling over. Won't get it. It goes to the wall. It should score two. Taylor is in. Lindor digging for the plate. He will score, standing without a relay throw. And on at second with a two-run double is Juan Soto. And the Mets have taken a 7-3 lead.
Juan Soto!
In the bottom of the eighth inning.
And they would wind up winning 7-4. Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. Mets complete the four-game sweep of the Cardinals. Soto was 2-for-3 on the day with that two-run double, driven three, though, for the afternoon. Brandon Nimmo, the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh.
Did Gary say that this is the first time since 1986
that they swept the Cardinals
in a four-game series?
Wow. You are correct.
Know what that means.
Did they do that back in 86?
Well, that's what it means.
Yeah. Yeah, it means they're going to go to the World Series.
Right.
We got a long way to go.
Win it. I mean, not just go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Right. They've been there.
86. Yeah.
They've been there a couple times.
The last time they won was 86.
Okay. Here was Soto on SNY, the approach in that at bat.
For me, I go to two strikes. Definitely just put the ball in play and see what happens. At the beginning, I was trying to go yard, but when he put me on the holes, I just tried to put the ball in play. He made a good pitch, and I make a better swing.
And he made a better swing. That's exactly right. Another home run for Francisco Lindor, who was 3-for-5, 3 runs scored. Lindor ended the game Friday night with a home run, started this game with one as well. We mentioned Nimmo with the go-ahead single. Here he was on that big sweep.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, the fans really showed up, and the weather started to warm up for us, so that's been great. The guys played amazing, and we had a great series out here. So great to take care of business.
And now they'll try and take care of business with the Phillies as they will start the series tonight. The Mets are 15-7. Tyler McGill, Aaron Nola in the opener on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 6:30. First pitch 7:10. More on the baseball coming up throughout the course of the morning. I know Luis Arraez is out of the hospital. He had a big collision on a drag bunt at first base. They took him off, but said to be doing okay. So we'll have some other highlights. I know also someone got clocked 24-2. Was it the Red Sox? Lost to the Reds?
Orioles.
It was the Orioles. I knew
Cincinnati
it was an AL East team.
Reds, yes.
No, Baltimore lost to the Reds. That'd be cool, though, if Cincinnati lost to the Reds.
Yeah.
Split squad. Like spring training.
I know.
I get it. I understand.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.